Welcome to Smack Talk 5280, everybody. It is Tuesday, April 9th, and we have a great show for you. Steven here, joined by Cody and Trey. Hopefully John will be joining us. The missing Mason continues. We're trying to get him worked into a regular schedule. You guys know how hard it is to balance real life and your hobbies, so hopefully that'll work out.
Not too hard, you know, if you're a pro like us.
No.
I'm not good at it.
Dude. Basically, I wanted to do like a public service announcement at the beginning. At the end of our last episode, we had a little segment that I recorded by myself, just plugging our social media. And I'd like to thank everyone that is a new follow this week. If you've just joined us on this, you know, a little adventure we're on, this is episode 17. So if you're binging, please remember to breathe, water break, sleep. I know we can be pretty entertaining. However, you gotta, you know, not ignore your basic bodily functions. I don't know. How was your guys' day? How did everything go for you guys today?
Good. Busy.
Yeah.
We're good.
Work picking up for everyone?
Good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I smashed out a whole house today. It was awesome.
Had it coming, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Bam.
Yeah. Left with two black eyes after I got there. And I didn't say black guys. I said black eyes.
Yeah, on my end, it sounded like you lagged so bad.
Oh, no.
It was kind of like the rate situation.
So I'm glad I had that clarification.
I'd also, speaking of clarification, I'd also like to clear up the fact that when I was listening to the playback and after like post-editing and everything and when we released last week's episode, I definitely said rate. It came out great.
Sure.
Sure. I felt it was not
okay.
Great.
Well, it wasn't great.
I feel like I need Cody.
If we're talking about our feelings.
However,
just don't even talk to him.
Just ignore him.
He's probably jerking off right now.
Next time, just bring the doll and I'll show you where he touched me. Okay.
That was good. You cut out there. Couldn't hear you, but it worked out. It worked out in context. So just leave it. Yeah, edit that. We'd also like to, you know, just I can't believe it's taking me until episode 17 to address this with everyone listening, but we'd like to apologize for any kind of dropouts on the microphones or anything like that. We have the way we record at the moment is separate. We're not in the same location. We're all on our, you know, smart devices recording through our lovely recording app. Yeah, rears its rugly head again. Raggy. Rocky is hard.
Okay, did you move a bunch of peanut butter?
You know, no. I've locked myself in a room to try to avoid any kind of disturbances.
You're in the peanut butter game.
Jiffy.
You're every dog in your neighborhood's
Skippy.
Favorite, dude.
You don't walk around with dog treats, you walk around with peanut butter.
I don't think we all know where he puts
it. Really inconvenient.
You're like, I'm not the mailman. I'm just here to see.
Anyway, so I just like to apologize for any kind of tech.
All you need is
nope. We're moving on.
It's really a hit or miss.
Anyway, I do like to apologize to everyone for any kind of technical difficulties. You know, I've noticed that there's times we'll drop out or we'll get like a text message on one of our phones.
Hey, man, I graduated.
Yeah, don't throw me into that topic. I
graduated. Hey, I did too. I did just enough to get by, I think.
Yeah,
I did my worst, and it was enough.
Still can't see it from my house. That's how I feel about it.
Aren't we all? So, do you guys in Colorado? We are actually going to be get hit with a second bomb cyclone tomorrow, which will be Wednesday, April 10th. Which means
I copied.
Did you copy Maverick?
Yeah.
No, I'm just so tired of it.
Yeah. It's supposed to start raining tomorrow, like 9 in the morning where I'm supposed to be at, and rain all day. And then tomorrow night it's supposed to fucking turn to snow. But it says it's going to be like fucking 48 on Thursday.
Well, I'm sure it'll melt afterwards.
I'm going to feel 48. Yeah, after that.
Joints.
But my body can't take that. Yeah, dude.
It's just negative 48.
Seriously.
Dude,
one of the people's going to be like, can you help me get up? And I'm going to be like,
can
no.
you help me?
I feel like Peyton Manning, dude. I can't.
I'm in the wheelchair. I'm almost in the wheelchair. Okay.
So I.
Like 2 steps
I got
away.
A pretty You know what? It's not that funny of a joke, so never mind. It wasn't even a joke. It was just a story. But I'm trying to be better on the podcast because when I listen back and post.
Oh, now that you know that your mom's listening.
Well, no, not even that. Fuck that. But
fuck that. But,
wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
Wow.
You hate your own mother?
Oh, don't even. Damn. Don't even step into that realm. You want a tussle?
Two. Not even just one step. It was two steps.
My mother is a saint.
Mama Diorio.
Such forever.
Just bring that trampoline and that WWE championship you had back in the day.
Yo, you know what we should do? We should all go to WrestleMania.
Dude, I'd be down. And there's supposed to be a new wrestling thing here at the Pepsi Center at the end of this month with the WWE. So we should go to that.
I just want to go and be like, they took his dare.
They took his dare now.
Dare now.
Per
did anyone watch WrestleMania? I didn't, but I caught the updates.
No.
I guess some.
I saw the
during
recap
the Hall of Fame ceremony. I guess some fan like attacked Bret Hart and then just got the shit kicked out of him by Ronda Rousey's husband and like everyone else. And to that guy, I mean, at least you'll have a hell of a story. It's pretty entertaining.
Yeah. He got beat up. The only person that actually got beat up in a WWE, he was the only one.
Brutal. You mean it's not real?
Dude, it's 200%.
I thought so.
Real. You know, when they pull those chairs out and they smack each other.
Yeah, Triple
face,
H sledgehammer.
100%.
People die from that.
Look what happened to Chris Benoit, man. That dude.
You couldn't even fucking finish that one. You're like, a little dark there.
So Steven. Aaron Rodgers.
Broken leg all season.
So I this was actually
too.
One of the topics that I wrote down because I definitely wanted to spend some time on it. And I kind of want to wait because John's supposed to join us.
Danny!
John Cena?
Dude. No, John's...
Dude, they just started playing that song on 104.3.
Oh, really?
It's
fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Keep
going.
John's supposed to join us later in the podcast tonight. I kind of wanted to wait to get his take on it. But I will kind of discuss a little bit. So, being a Packers fan...
It sucks.
Right now it does. But at first I was very angry to see the report come out. And then I had to kind of like calm down because it hit me. I was like, hey, don't take this at face value. You need to kind of hear the whole story or at least what's going to come out here, everyone's perspective. So now I have a little bit of a different view because when the Bleacher Report initially dropped, for those of you who don't know, a Bleacher Report article dropped that was basically Sean McCarthy and Rodgers and the state of the Packers down. And I was in a little bit of turmoil because I was like, fuck, like we're screwed. But after, you know, letting the dust settle, hearing from McCarthy, Rodgers and like supporting cast around Green Bay and ex-players and everything, I've kind of come to the conclusion that I think there's little truths in all of it. But I think that it's also just people trying to be a drama grab because that's what sells and that's what gets, you know, reads and shares and everything like that. So I've kind of calmed down a little bit from where I was, but it's still upsetting knowing.
You're still angry as fuck.
I'm still bothered deeply.
I've calmed down, but like, yeah, I almost killed a couple people.
Today?
No.
That's all the murders was recent you can attribute to Packers.
Just fans. Like everyone's just angrily strangling each other with Gouda.
Well, think about it. The Bears are good. The Vikings are good. The Lions waxed them when they played them this year. Like, come on, man.
I think a lot of that is you're so used to Green Bay running the NFC North. And so now that's becoming, you know, every time it's has to shift at some point. So me as a fan, like, I don't like it either. But when it comes down to it, what are you going to do? You're going to go through peaks and valleys with your team no matter what.
You know what I'd love to see is you become a Bears fan one day. And just
never.
The evolution of it.
No, never.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Never.
Watch them win a Super Bowl and you're going to be like,
I'll fucking die. on that positive note, we're going to take our first transition. And we'll join you back in a second after Trey drops some knowledge. What?
No. You just keep going, Steven. Just go with it. It's all right. We're still friends, though.
You sounded like John right there.
Did I?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just trying to do impressions over here.
Was there something in your mouth?
And after that, we'll be right back.
Da-da-da-da. And we're back. I don't know, are we?
I hope so.
So I had a fun day at work today, and by fun I mean fucking terrible.
You said fucking, and who were you moving that was named terrible?
I was in the warehouse today, so nobody.
Oh no.
Yeah, last week was forklift certification, so you're in the warehouse.
Well, last week, I was bitching about it last week, but so this is actually something I wrote down to talk about if we have enough time to squeeze it in. But I was
free my people.
Yeah,
that's what you wrote down.
Let my people go. So
fly away.
We had some representative from Vail Resorts come down to pick up some stuff.
Super rich.
Yeah, we were storing some equipment for him, some furniture and some kitchen, like those industrial fridges.
Equipment.
Yeah, quote unquote. Double-sided dildos. And so we
shout out Vail.
We had him walk through and he's like, okay, I need to take these three, you know, these two fridges and a freezer and whatever.
Was he a nerdy looking dude or what?
He was all right. He was very average. Had like the typical haircut for guys in their like late 20s nowadays. Kind of short green polo that said Vail on it. It's basically when
I'm thinking of somebody not like somebody that went to RV, yep, maybe. Yep,
that's more
close enough. Yeah, yeah, there you go, nailed it. And so he's like, I need you guys to take these out. And also, so we took the fridges out of location and we started like, we smelled something. We're like, what the fuck? So we opened one of them and these had been stored, mind you, in November by some crew.
What were they?
They were those industrial sized fridges, like the, you know, like $10,000 fridges, like really big, heavy, and they hold a lot of food, whatever. So we opened one of them because it was smelling weird, and they had buckets of sour cream that had been left in there and cheese that had been left in there. So we're like, oh, this is gross.
Sour cream and cheese. Yeah. What the two worst things you could leave.
Yeah.
Dude, that was sabotage.
It gets worse. And so then I empty that out. And technically we're not supposed to do that, but you know, I was ordered by a superior of mine that is a fucking trash human being to do it. So then we grab the second fridge. Yeah. Hey, go fuck yourself. I can't say that word.
I'll say it.
No, we're a short person. he's not.
Though. I respect the hand of the queen.
He's not. He's not. He's not really.
Yeah, you don't talk about Tyrion that way. Tyrion
Lannister's the best. He's not actually of that stature. He's just very short. I don't know. Anyway, that's not the important part. So then we grab the second fridge, and it smells even worse. And we're like, "What the fuck?" So we take it outside. A coworker and I, and we open it. And there's a industrial-sized Tupperware without a lid with nothing but raw, rotting meat with 2 inches of mold on the top. I open it up. I say, Jesus Christ. I slam it, and I turn around to my coworker. His name's Pat. He's throwing up off the side of the dock.
Oh, my God.
So I basically had to take this one for the team.
So it smelled worse than Greeley, you're saying?
Dude, it was like 1,000 Greeleys. And it was – Greeley was
– My God, it was Aurora?
My God, it was Pueblo?
I had to put on gloves and I wrapped my sweatshirt around my face and I had to throw it away. And it was just – at that point I've decided that like nothing sucks worse – than dealing with rotted food, especially when it's been sitting at room temperature for 5.5 months. And I still don't feel right because I looked at it. I was like, Jesus Christ, it looks like Mason's been here.
Have you ever touched another human being's shit?
No. Well, yes.
Then you don't have it bad. That's not your kid.
Oh, that's not my kid.
Yeah.
Still.
That's pretty bad though. Doing diapers,
I still have
pretty bad.
Doing diapers, yeah. Diapering people isn't fun, but it's quick.
That's like one of the things that I've narrowed it down to of why another big reason why I don't want to have kids.
Let's dive into that.
Why?
Yeah, let's dive into that.
Why I don't want to have kids?
Yeah.
I like spending money too much.
I mean, so do I.
Not bad. Trey, I'm like a cheap please whore. Have a kid. I think there needs to be more of you.
Dude, I would be kind of afraid of that kid. He'd probably flex on me and I would flex.
Oh, yeah, he'd kill you.
Yeah, like he'd.
Could you imagine?
Like David Spade's kid in Grown Ups. Yeah.
Could you imagine another small God. Trey in the world? I think it's what we need, yes. though. Like, I think it's really what we need.
Yes.
Would that bring world peace?
No.
Because I've narrowed it down in my head. There is definitely like a scale. And the don't have side is way outweighed than the have.
So you have like a pros and cons list, and the cons have overtaken the pros, basically? Well, yes. I didn't want to have kids either. And then.
I don't know if that was your choice.
Steven, dude. I didn't want to have kids either. Now I have a fucking. Did you what is pray he, six?
Or did you wear seven? A condom? He's six. We don't have to get into it. Logistics are logistics.
So what brand of condoms should I stay away from, Steven?
I don't know. You're probably safe no matter
which
what.
Which ones did you use?
See, that was just like one of those things you have to chalk up to, like, because I said I don't want to have kids. Of course I had a kid. And
but let me ask you, were you wearing something or were you not wearing something?
See, the thing about kids is
deflecting. Well,
I'll say this without being incriminating, and in case people are listening that might be reporting to the opposite side, as vaguely as I can put it.
There's no side there. There
was
in court. There is.
There was yeah. a jacket being worn during the blizzard, but it may have been faulty. So I needed to probably go to Burlington and double check the stitching. However. A loose thread is a loose Are thread, saying... my friend, and all I gotta say is make sure you double up because the winter is cold, my friends.
Are we saying somebody deliberately took stuffing out of your jacket, or
there may have been a hole in the pocket?
Oh, so it was like a wallet.
It's lit.
It's lit. It's lit.
It's still. See, straight up. The jury's still out, though. There, you know, things happen, and
then you
all
name
I gotta
them.
Say yeah. Is my... Then you name them. Then you name them.
Yeah, but I don't know. It just like so. Like I mean, I think that honestly, the best thing that's happened to me is having Elias and the fact that he is. Basically the easiest kid in the world to deal with and have, because he never gets in trouble and he just wants to be helpful and hang out and have fun. And so like I'm lucky, but then you have the opposite end of the spectrum for like you, like Trey, you'd probably get murdered by your kid unintentionally, and that's fine, but
unintentionally?
Yeah, I don't think he'd try to I hope actively search to destroy you.
Maybe.
It's like the plot
yet.
Of a very,
like
very
Stewie.
Interesting.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah.
I love you, but I want to destroy you.
I need your life.
I don't know. It's, you know, everyone says like kids are very rewarding, and they are. It's just it's in different ways than you expect.
Does Elias give you candy? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, actually, he does.
Or $4 every time he sees you?
No. No, that'd be wild, though. I need to talk to him about that. Next time I see him, like I'm going to be like, where's my money?
Next time you see him, be like, hey, buddy, what the fuck you think you're doing not having a job? How do you think this economy works, huh?
But I mean, Trey, you might
you need to learn the value of a dollar, son.
He does learn choice. A hard day's work,
he does
bro.
He does choice.
Here's 50 cents.
No, 75 cents. I ain't no cheap.
He needs to be making Nike socks and hats.
For two nickels a week.
Hey, whoa, yeah. Easy. A penny a week. No.
He's not the CEO.
Yeah, he's going to need a couple of those.
You need 3 years worth of experience to get a supervisor position.
And those are called bang bucks. He's not getting paid in real money. You can only redeem them here.
But like, it's you got to think about it because, you know, I didn't – see, it's difficult for me to advocate for this because, like Trey, I mean, if you've made up your mind and made the decision, like I'm not.
I don't know if I really made.
Interesting.
He's gonna impregnate someone right now.
He's like, I made up my mind. Come here.
Mind made up. Oh my god, what happens if you think he's? Do you think he has a stroke?
I really don't want to think like that, but.
Like what the fuck,
Trey? Oh God. Oh my God.
What's going on?
Kidnapped by an alien.
Mason's
That's
like,
what it sounded like.
Say more word about me. Anyway, I don't know. Like, I just say, like, keep your mind open. But if you've made up your mind and you've kind of decided that you don't want a kid and that doesn't sound like your thing, don't feel pressure to have a kid, because
it's like you guys are.
Yeah, don't feel pressure.
I
let
wake
that
up one day
go.
And there's a
literally.
You're right. I need that.
You got to release. That. You know what I'm saying? Just don't even worry about it.
Hard.
You
release.
Know, there's a poster of a cat hanging on a branch. It says, "Hang in there," and that's the motto hang you should hang.
Gets a lot of people through a lot of hard times.
Steven,
no shame in that.
I want to shake your hand just knowing that you didn't pull out and you might have known.
Condom was going to say. You're like, this wizard's going
to
be sweet.
I too like to live dangerous.
You know what?
Send it.
Full send. That was a
what's going to happen? Am I going to have a kid?
Yeah. What's happening today?
Good stuff.
What? Well, here's the thing. If you couldn't tell by like the everything about me that I just take unnecessary risks, there it is.
Yeah, you used to drive a go-kart to high school, so.
Yeah.
Hey, Sally was a beautiful car. Shit. That was the word I was trying to avoid earlier, but all right, thanks, Cody.
Dude, I remember how sad you were when your Camino broke down, yeah. And then I remember how sad you were when your scooter.
Steven, remember
broke
when
down?
We were in your El Camino and I put it in neutral and scared the shit out of you? And you were like, "Why are we rolling down there?"
Yeah, I forgot. About, you're just like, yoink, and all of a sudden I'm just rolling backwards.
What's happening, man?
Why are we moving?
I don't
backwards?
Know enough about cars to understand what's happening right now, but it was good knowing you.
Yeah, the only reason I knew is because back in the day, fucking Randy used to let us just take his truck when one of us had a license and just drive it around, and it was stick shift. So, like, if you didn't want to get pulled over, you better make it smooth. Just saying, right?
I still, to this day, don't know how to drive a standard transmission very well.
Wow.
A standard, you're just like an automatic? Like that?
No, like trait, non, I, manual, manual. That's
manual.
What standard.
Okay. Okay,
manual, standard. I work with old people. Okay,
standard to me now is automatic because nothing it comes out as. A
that's true.
Manual
you have to
anymore.
Special order.
I'm about to get a manual vehicle.
Yeah, please do, dude. We need more people like you in this world. The first car I learned on was a stick.
Oh yeah, it was. I miss that Jeep.
Oh,
I miss it so much,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, the white one.
Yeah, you know
I'm
what
gonna
color.
Cry. I'm gonna go out and find that same Jeep and I'm gonna fucking get it again.
It's gonna become cream if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's gonna be my child. All right, fuck children. That's my child.
You say you're gonna fuck children and the Jeep?
No,
you heard it here first. Jeep, from the record. No. Trey's last episode.
You son of a bitch!
Fucking baby,
you just hear the cops
stick?
Knock on my door right now. Yeah. Cops are like, we know you're in there, son of a bitch.
What are you going to do on the weekends, Trey?
I think you know.
You know why I'm always busy.
The roadhead and
stick. No. No.
Oh, no. No direction, no problem.
See, for the people, they're going to find this out the hard way. We can't edit.
No, we really can't. I mean, we
why
can.
Would I want to
but
edit,
why are we going to edit it?
Yeah. Well, I was hoping they would edit it out.
Who's they?
No.
It's me. It's me, motherfucker.
Prerogative they.
Yeah. They. Them versus me.
People versus OJ Simpson. Yeah.
Damn it,
in
you know
case,
who.
The glove didn't fit.
Come on, man.
Trey owns at least 4 pairs of isotoners.
You're telling them that,
dude.
Shit,
those are
Steven?
To dye is t-shirts.
His extra they're... peanut butter is underneath the false that... cabinet.
No, go ahead. Room. Just bring it on back.
just roll
it back
in.
It's only been about 7 minutes.
Oh, dude, you keep that other little dog collar in there too. You creepy little fuck.
Yeah, dude. How do you think his leg kicks? He's got to get.
He needs that reminder.
I could see,
in there.
I could see Steven doing that, walking on all fours, and just like being like, "Hey, Kaylee, fill up
my
fucking bowl. I'm thirsty."
I heard Philip,
and then she's like,
"I heard Philip my fucking balls." And I kind of just tune this out at this point. I hear it in post in editing. I'm like, Yeah, you get it.
Either way, you learned.
You seen it.
I done seen it.
You knew better.
Mm-hmm. Well, Cody's got to leave us, everyone. So make sure you tell him how that
STD testing. So you gotta get it.
Spay and neuter your pets. I think that we'll see if he's back. So
I'm the president of the United States, and spay and neuter your pets.
Hey,
the country's doing pretty good. I like titties and beer.
More hugs, less drugs. All right.
More drugs, more hugs. Let's just get weird.
Just get more of everything.
Let's do it.
Global warming's gonna get us.
Nancy Reagan wrong?
The winter is here. Listen, okay.
Yeah, Sunday winter will be here.
Mm-hmm. When we join you guys next, Trey and I are gonna hold down the fort. And
we've got some
interesting topics coming your way. Welcome back. So for, you know, everyone listening, it's currently just Trey and I.
We got a debacle going on.
We did have quite a debacle, and we kind of wanted to address that. We're going to do one more segment with just Trey and I just talking. We're going to try to get a little more personal, a little more serious for once. Give it a shot.
Bring it in.
Yeah, bring it in. Shout out to the Avs. The update I just got about them having the fourth overall pick. Nice job missing the first pick.
yeah, glad they didn't get that first pick.
Whatever. Yeah, it doesn't matter. They're in the playoffs. We'll see. But
they're doing better than the Rockies have.
Oh my God, the Rockies have been doing terrible.
They just allowed a home run a minute ago. But hey, they just ended the top of the second, down only one. Right now,
it's not like getting swept by the Dodgers for like 15. So,
We got a whole season. That's all I'm telling myself.
Just to explain the situation, basically what happened is we've been having a lot of scheduling conflicts. Mason, MIA, I don't know. Cody had something to attend to, so he had to take off after the first, 20 minutes.
He didn't want
to
get murdered.
fair enough. Got a happy wife, happy life, even though they're not married. And then John got caught up at work. So Trey and I are going to have a discussion. We may be able to pull one person in per sources that I just had. I just got contacted by my lady. We may be able to pull in a guest. I'll explore that after we take one more break. But before we get to that,
we might have another one as well if he walks faster.
So basically the situation is it's a little difficult. We have to kind of coordinate with the other guys. And when you're running a podcast, especially if you're not in the same room and going into a studio, it's really difficult to balance everyone's schedules. And so, people like Trey and myself, we're able to kind of swing it just because of the luxury of our positions at work and everything like that.
And it's also, after 7. So it's like, hopefully you're done working by that time.
Exactly. And so I just hope that because for a while there, we were going on a roll, we were having everyone on, and then it's kind of dropped off over the past couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll be able to remedy the situation quickly, get everything taken care of. It is a work in progress. We're trying to build our own brand here with Smack Talk 5280, and it's going to hit its speed bumps. It's roadblocks. We've had some pretty awesome technical difficulties. We've also had, times when we've had people drop off in the middle of the podcast, unable to join back and everything. So thank you for sticking with us on this whole journey of sorts.
People just started stopped right before you finished saying that,
Yeah.
Okay, well, Austin.
You're fine. That's one of the people we want to join. We've also just kind of share some more people. I have a friend of mine whose father used to pitch for, I want to say, the Padres. He wants to come on the podcast soon. I have another friend of mine who's I used to work with at the moving company, who's from New York and fucking hysterical. He wants to come on sometime. Obviously, we're going to bring back old people like Zane. Maybe Cody Rorick can jump on, talk some sports with us soon. So basically, just roll with us. stay tuned and everything. But I think Trey and I can kind of segue into a more serious discussion. Talk about that for once. And so when it comes down to it, what we're going to do right now is we're going to jump into, so kind of break the ice. Trey, what was your worst work experience you've ever had? So physically on the clock, and it doesn't have to be just a rough day, but basically when was a day that you had that nothing could possibly go right for you? And like, you know,
I've had a lot of those.
What would you consider your worst though?
My worst of all time had to be, I was a laborer at the time in construction. Okay. And we were building, it's a 1 million gallon tank for the city of Wheat Ridge for their water, okay, wastewater. So it's, and at the time, so it's not filled. So it's full of scaffolding. And the only way in is one hole all the way at the top. That's all been framed in. So it's like you're, okay, in a cave and you have to be picked in with like a bucket down. Like you get into it like an elevator and then the crane drops it all the way down.
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
So the last day that we're in there, everything's poured, the concrete's all set. All we're doing in there is we're taking down all the scaffolding, okay, and it's a lot. There's at least 30 guys down in there, and it's a huge tank. So like if you yell over to the other side, it's echoing, you know, and you can't see to the other side. It's dark. It was hotter than shit in there. It was like over 100 degrees.
Oh my God, that sounds miserable already.
And oh yeah. And all I remember doing was taking off my hard hat, turning to the left, and I blacked out.
Oh no.
And I was bleeding. My forehead was just bleeding. And they were like, yeah, so they're picking me out. Like I was on a stretcher and they were picking me out through that hole. And I felt like I was going to heaven. That was like my least favorite day at work.
Least favorite day of work. Yeah, that would sound pretty crappy. I mean, mine's not going to sound nearly as bad as that because like, you basically almost dying in a hole in Wheat Ridge, Colorado sounds like take the cake.
I'm like, what a shithole. Yeah.
So, I mean, probably my worst one is it was over the summer and I was working with another good buddy of mine who will pop on the podcast sometime soon. His name's Aiden. And we were working with another coworker of ours. And what happened was we were doing this local move, and in the industry, a local move basically means you go to their house, you take their stuff, you move them to you move them to their new house in the same day, and then you unload them and blah, blah, blah. So there's different types of moves. There's a local move, and then there's just, you know, loading, which you're loading someone up, and typically that's going across state lines, or it's going out a different day, or there's, you know, unloading when you're moving someone to Colorado and you're receiving their goods and blah, 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 all that. So we're on this local, and this guy, we show up to his house, and it's in Littleton, and he goes, you know, my new house is about 20 minutes from here. And so, I have no boxes. And we're like, oh, this should be pretty easy. He's like, it's about 8,000 pounds. That's what it was estimated at. That's actually more small intermediate because it goes up to like 40,000. So we're like, right, it shouldn't be too bad. Well, we get in and he's got nothing but North Carolina furniture. And what that basically means is it's all really solid wood. Basically, it's all super heavy. You can't take it apart, all that kind of stuff. And on top of that, he was a doomsday prepper. So in his basement, he had a bunch of those steel shelves filled with canned goods, water, all that kind of stuff. And he also, on top of that, had a fridge that had been assembled in his basement. So we didn't even know if it fit up his small staircase coming from up, from, you know, downstairs up. He also had an old 1950s safe. It was just a heater. Huge. It was the first gun safe I ever moved. And we, without going into, yeah, glue pretty your much, balls out. Without going into the, like, the details of over explaining this, like I tend to do, it was a 16 and a half hour day. it was terrible. It was just the worst. And like every, and the access to his house was so difficult, including his new house. You know, we lugging the gun, and we didn't have the proper equipment because we weren't informed there was a gun safe at all, or this refrigerator. It was hell. And like just the, and it was during summer. So imagine like you're out, you know, in, you know, 98 degree weather, very, and not a lot of water, not a lot of access to food. And like you just needed to get it done. So you didn't really take a lot of breaks. And like at the end of, you just plowed through it. And it was just miserable.
Oh dude, I hate things like that.
So that I mean, see, this segment would be a lot better if we had more people to talk about it with.
Well, we will.
That's true. That's true. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been hearing about it probably for, oh God, I don't know, a few weeks now. We've been talking about having this man on for a little while. So when we come back from this short break, again, like to apologize for how many breaks, but this is what we got to do to get through this episode. But we're going to have Trey's good buddy, Austin, on the podcast. So,
oh, he's more than a great friend.
He's brother, a brother. So stay tuned for that. Welcome back for like the fourth time to Smack Talk 5280. We have got Austin here with us. So welcome, Austin.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Anytime. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, because we've been hyping you up for like months.
Years.
No pressure or anything. Right?
No, not at all.
None at all. Yeah. I mean, we've told them little things about you, like you're a Chiefs fan and stuff like that, but you know, none of that's important.
Yeah, so everyone already hates me, but that's no.
Hatred. I'm a pitchforks and fire.
Yeah, no big deal. I mean, the way I know the guys from the podcast, at least, I met Trey through in high school when I was a freshman. I moved to Denver from Kansas.
I taught him the life.
That's right. And Trey taught me the Arvada way, you know, the way of the streets.
The rad.
Oh. Yeah, and, you know, from there, we just kind of hung out a bunch, you know, smoked some dope, played some video games, and I went to college in Fort Lewis and went only for 1 year. And then I was like, you know what? I'm good on that.
Like, yeah, I'm all out.
Because he's better than that.
Yeah. I'm better than your education system, bro. I know more than you. Yeah. You know, so.
Fuck that. It's a scam.
Not to be cocky, but I'm better than you guys. You know? So, like, not a big deal. But
just honesty.
And now I live in Edwards, right. Colorado. Chilling it.
Woo! Yeah, very nice. Very nice.
Selling weed.
Living the dream, retired at 13, you know, because Austin is a billionaire.
Yeah, I'm 13, almost 14 coming up next week. So.
You can hear the balls have already dropped in his voice, too.
Yeah. And I am a Chiefs fan, but I'm also a Broncos fan too. Trey knows.
It's possible. Yeah. It's possible. I'm a Packers fan, but a Broncos fan too. So
yeah, see, definitely, it's definitely possible. It's harder, you know, but being a Chiefs and Broncos fan, because like people think you can't do it at all because they're in the same division and everything. But like, I totally root for them. You know,
exactly.
Well, at least when they're not playing the Chiefs.
Totally. Yeah.
Austin and I ran the Bronco bus for a while together, Steven. Yeah. And then him and I get lit.
There you go. It's completely possible. I mean, my third team, because I have to have three teams because I love the NFL that much, is the Minnesota Vikings because of my lady. So it's possible. As long as it's not Chicago, we're good. We're good.
No Chicago. Okay.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. Take any other team over Chicago. Like, even the Raiders, and that's saying something. Although they're a close second, boo.
Yeah, true. I mean, the Raiders are pretty much a dumpster fire. I mean, the Bears' offense might get even better. I mean, with Cordell Patterson, that should.
I'm still heated about that. On top of that, Clinton Dix being just like the worst home wrecker ever.
Yes.
Like, how are you going to go from having the best name in the NFL to being trash like that?
To literally going to ha ha.
But how are you feeling about your Chiefs, man? All things aside, like, I wouldn't say I dislike the Chiefs as much as, like, you know, the Raiders and the Bears and everything. I mean, obviously, I have to go against them when they're up against Denver. But at the same time, Mahomes is the fucking truth, man.
Well, definitely. I mean, he's definitely given me so much confidence as a Chiefs fan. I feel like we're never out of it in any game. You know, even though we had the worst defense last year, it was still, you know, it was still scrappy and fighting all the way. And but I'm really, as a Chiefs fan, I'm excited for next season, but I'm really just waiting to see what's going to happen with Tyreek Hill.
Oh yeah, that's a wild. Do we have any updates on that? I haven't heard anything since the initial report.
I follow him on Snapchat and I follow him on YouTube and everything. And he posted a video a few days. He was like, "Thanks, Chiefs Kingdom, for being behind me 100%." And I was like, "I don't know where you heard that, because I don't know if they're behind me." But
he's just breaking another baby in the background.
I mean, come on, you can't tombstone your kid and just. Like,
he was that was the main event of WrestleMania this year.
It's a rematch between him and his one-armed kid.
Yeah, Undertaker came out of nowhere, tag teamed with Tyreek Hill, dude.
Choke slamming babies.
If he didn't do it, then everything's fine. But if he did, you know, I kind of was trying to defend Kareem Hunt while that went down. So I don't want to do that again. Yeah. So I'm just like, if it's true at all, I'll put him off the team. You know?
Yeah.
The Browns have a great kicker.
Yeah, they'll probably sign Tyreek Hill after the Chiefs.
Just take the entire left side of the offensive wide receiver position, and then on top of that, add their backfield.
Like, it would be ridiculous. It wouldn't even be fair.
Do you think that the decline, or if they didn't have Tyreek Hill next season, the Chiefs' offense would decline?
I mean, I believe even with Tyreek Hill. I mean, I just don't see you doing the same things you did last year, because people aren't going to be surprised that Patrick Mahomes can, you know, make every throw. So they're going to be coming at him like they're playing one of those elite quarterbacks now, and it's not going to be as easy. So I think even if they had all their same pieces, there's going to be a slight decline. What we're banking on, I think, I mean, I don't even know, is the defense, because they switched it up. They got rid of three main pieces.
Everybody.
You know, three cornerstones that have been there since I can remember. And then they now they're just signing a bunch of players from other organizations, and they're waiting on the draft. You know, they got the Honey Badger. They got Okafor from the Saints, and, a good outside linebacker. So I hope that goes well.
How did you feel about them releasing Eric Berry? Because I know he's your man.
Well, I mean, I 2 years ago, I was about to get an Eric Berry jersey. And then,
oh, I'm glad you did.
And then I almost got a Kareem Hunt jersey.
So, hey, Austin, buddy, I own a Case Keenum Broncos jersey, so I feel that on a high level. I don't know if you've listened to like any of our previous episodes, but I've up until I'd say about last episode, I've advocated Case Keenum, and like I'm not even saying I don't, because I love the guy. I've liked him since college. I don't really care. Like, I just like him as a person, and how it's one of those college players you just kind of like has a soft spot for. And so like I was all in on the Case Keenum train, and then all of a sudden they're like, where go to Washington, and so that thing is just going to be gathering dust for a little while.
Definitely. So
I feel that
yeah, man.
At least he didn't burn it.
I would never burn it. I would never burn a jersey. I don't know, I can't be that petty. I mean, especially after the report with Green Bay that just dropped and all the drama surrounding him, like that Rodgers jersey is not even getting near an open flame unless I'm in it burning alive. It's just, sure, I live and die by Aaron Rodgers. And I mean, that's something that we'll have to definitely discuss when we got like the full crew.
Broken
here.
Leg Rodgers.
Dude, what a fucking insane thing. Like, and of course,
did you hear about that, Austin?
Are you talking about what came out from Green Bay?
Yeah, the report's coming out of Green Bay that he played the whole season with broken leg.
Yeah, he played the whole season with a broken leg. That's insane.
That's
say what you want about Rodgers. Great.
Still was throwing pretty much Hail Mary against the 49ers when they played them.
That was a fun game.
Well, like you said, Steven, Grit, he came back out and played, finished that second half against the Bears for that first game after that probably happened that game.
Dude. Yeah.
And that was the best game of the season.
That was one of the best games of the season, just years after that.
Yeah. I mean, it's difficult because I was trying to pick my favorite games of last season. My first one will be that opener, just because, like, watching Rodgers come out like Batman and the Dark Knight Rises. And he's just like,
float to the field.
And I'm just like, I'm like, yes. I dropped to my knees and watching Deshaun Kaiser just get.
Let us not stand on ceremony here, Mr. Rodgers.
Like, I and then seeing like Deshaun Kaiser just get manhandled by Khalil Mack, I was like, yeah, here we go. Yeah, I was like, I was on my knees, and then seeing him just walk out with his helmet on, I just, and then to lead that comeback, it's got to be my first. But my second favorite game is hands down the barn burner in LA with the Chiefs and the Rams.
Yeah,
that was a great game.
mostly because like when Joe Tessitore gets going and gets excited right. calling it, I just get hyped. You know, that Italian vibe just gets up in me. And then of course Witten ruined it. But
right,
it's a spicy but meatball, just,
and then to know that like Packers and Chiefs, like, you know, rematch of Super Bowl I is going to be happening this year, I'm just so hyped.
Oh, you're yeah, calling it.
I can't wait.
No, I'm not calling rematch of Super Bowl I. I'm saying they're playing the regular season.
Yeah. Oh, but I'm saying what? Okay, call it now. What's your guys' Super Bowl for next
call it now. Season?
Okay.
Yeah, call it now.
I'm going to call – well, I mean, everything in me wants to – thinks I should say the Patriots, but since I'm a Chiefs fan, I'm going to say the Chiefs right. versus the Saints. Why not?
Interesting.
The Chiefs in the set, that would actually be a great
I got
matchup.
A fun one. I got a fun one. Okay. Fucking Packers, because I'm biased. Packers, Patriots.
Packers, Pats, that would be a really, I want to see I that, think that too. Would be a good
you know,
Super
Aaron
Bowl.
Rodgers versus Tom Brady in the
I
Super
mean,
Bowl.
It didn't work very well last year when they played, so we need a rematch before Brady goes or Rodgers goes. We need to see it again.
I could agree with that. Well, could you could see either winning quarterback of that Super Bowl retiring.
Yeah, going out.
More likely.
I could say
Tom Brady, right? I mean, I don't know.
Right. I don't know. Like, Aaron Rodgers is just – he's beat up, man. Like, he's like Peyton Manning when he's come to Denver. Like, that's the stage that I feel like he's in. Because, like, we were talking earlier in our group text, Austin. Like, this next season is going to be all season for Aaron Rodgers.
Trey, right. You're breaking up pretty bad, my boy. like,
yeah, I'm breaking sure. up.
But I think I –
No,
I think I got what you said.
Yeah, basically it's going to be a make or break for Rodgers, especially because it's his first right. year without McCarthy. He's got a young coach that he could like, and to be honest, he could run that poor guy into the ground because Rodgers is a type alpha, like alpha male. He is the Green Bay Packers. I mean, granted, I'm hoping this year we see more than just the Aaron Rodgers show for the health of the team and the organization.
Definitely.
But. Oh. I don't know. We'll see. And I'm just looking forward to, you know, because we made a couple episodes back, we made a bet. My buddy John, who's also on this podcast, he says that Packers aren't going higher than what he say 5 wins this next season.
Yeah, he said 5
wow,
or 6.
Wow, really?
And I said the absolute floor for them is an 8-8 season. So it's going to get real. I mean, we'll see. But he's also, besides a Broncos fan, he's also from Detroit. So, you know.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. yeah.
Everything sucks there except for the Red Wings.
Well, I mean, they suck too. So definitely. Most people from Detroit are criminally insane.
yeah. Yeah, they are. That's an understatement. Definitely.
But, I mean, yeah, Aaron Rodgers needs to prove himself. But I think he also – I think he does prove himself all year, and it's just like the defense doesn't help him out.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
A lot of pieces around him, you know, don't really step up until it's like the end of the game, and then they seem to show up. It's just weird how their system seems to work sometimes.
Yeah.
But
right. I saw something that Aaron Rodgers, or they were talking about a wide receiver that was still there, talked about Aaron Rodgers and the feud between McCarthy and him got so bad that when McCarthy made play calls, Rodgers would freeze out those wide receivers and intentionally not throw.
Yes, I heard that, and I heard that he would change play calls, and I mean, he would. Yeah, they were arguing all the time. I mean,
so that dropped, and then McCarthy and him actually responded and kind of diffused it, which I would expect them to do, regardless whether it has any truth to it or not. Right. I think that it does have some truth, but this is what I was alluding to at the very beginning of the podcast is. When I first read that Bleacher Report article, I got pretty hyped up and I was like, fuck, like this is like Aaron Rodgers is like my Peyton Manning to right. with Denver. It's like this guy is my favorite football player of all time. I live and die with him every week during the NFL season. So I was like, but at the same time, I could see it. I could see the way he was, you know, just his mannerisms, the way he would get frustrated and everything. So I think
break the tablet on the sideline. So I can totally see.
Yes,
well, and a wide receiver saying it too. That's your core for a quarterback.
So, but at the end of the day, I also think that a lot of it's getting blown out of proportion. I think Greg Jennings and you know, Finley and like these ex guys that were in there, they're very you know, they've come out against Rodgers recently, which is a shame because they had pretty successful careers with him. And I hate to see it, but at the same time, like I could also see people just stirring the pot. I mean, look at what we've got in the NFL nowadays, like all these high personalities, Antonio Brown, you know, all that kind of crap that came out with him and Juju just recently, which, by the way, like, Antonio Brown,
AB's just a bitter ass.
Fuck, leave Juju alone.
Austin, how do you feel about AB?
Oh, Antonio Brown is very humble.
Most humble man I've ever met.
No, I mean, that was bull. When I heard what he was saying about Juju Smith, I mean, you don't call someone out for fumbling. I mean, he was at least out there to make those mistakes. You weren't even out there to play at all.
Right.
You know? So it's.
Well, on top of that, this.
And he's obviously.
Yeah, exactly. But on top of that, Juju's a young kid, you know? He's.
Definitely.
He's new to the league. Like, you don't throw that on him. He felt bad enough. I saw his posts on Instagram and stuff after that game when they basically, like, you know, blew it, and like the Saints ended up going, and you know, they lost their bid to the playoffs shortly after. And Juju took it right on the chin, and he took responsibility. But for AB, you know, to go come out and come after him and do all that kind of stuff, it shows the kind of character he is. And I'm glad he's in the pit of misery out in Oakland. So, I mean,
I don't think he realized what he would like. Because just earlier this, like before he tweeted that out, he tweeted, "Keep your emotions off the internet."
Right. I saw that.
And then he goes and he tweets that. And it's just like, I feel like he's such an idiot, man. Like that doesn't help him. That he doesn't get anything from that.
Oh, I completely agree. It's just, he's a hypocrite because he's not the MVP. He didn't get that MVP.
Right. He just hoped to God. So.
Hey, Steven, did you see that?
Did I see what?
Did you see that? Just came through on the breaking news air. Did you see
I may
that?
Have.
You may have.
So for those of you people listening, our group chat went off. We might have Cody joining us back here, which means it's about to get electric. Hey, it's Cody.
Oh, breaking news.
Weighing in at a disgusting amount.
Oh my
blue
God.
Gloves on because he hates the color red. He's ferocious and tired.
Cody!
Going to bed, Thompson.
Austin and Cody are here. It makes me feel complete.
I'm rooting for Cody and I'm going up against him.
No. Complete.
Did you, Austin, you saw that he joined our league, right? All of these guys joined our football league.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. Yes.
So what were you guys talking about before I rudely interrupted?
You piece of shit. That's what we were talking about.
We were running down on the Packers.
What a turd would look like in a tuxedo.
Yeah.
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 And then we're talking about, it's funny you mentioned that. We were just talking about Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
The turd, if it has a dyed mustache, that's Antonio.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown is...
Austin, tell us what you were saying about AB.
Oh, you know, just that, you know, he's the person I aspire to be. No, definitely. He's just he's just selfish, man, and he'll find out.
Mine is Kareem Hunt.
A horrible quarterback in Derek Carr.
God.
I mean, not that Derek Carr is the worst, but he's definitely no Big Ben. So he's going to really get a wake-up call, and he has no other help around him.
He got sacked over 40 times last season.
Derek Carr?
Yeah.
Wasn't as bad as Deshaun Watson getting hit like 63 times, not including the playoffs.
I mean, what? Is he going to even spend years in this league?
If he keeps getting hit like that, no.
Not at all.
I mean,
he's so good.
What about Alex Smith, dude? He's never coming back.
I think he's done.
Look, the Redskins signed Case Keenum. They're absolutely going to go to consecutive Super Bowls, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, look, they're snapping legs and checks over there. They'll be fine.
Yeah, that's how you do it. That's how you break the curse of having a, you know, there's got to be some sort of curse for like maybe the Chiefs and the Redskins for maybe having Native American names.
I think it's just for being Jimmy pieces of shit.
I mean, that too, you know, either one.
Well, I think they hexed Alex Smith before they traded him from the Chiefs there because they were like, this is going to break our curse. You know, he just has to break his leg. And they sacrificed him, bro.
Well, hey, I hope so. Whatever.
I hope his manager was like, you know, we're just going to have a good year. I know this isn't what you were thinking. Look, I'm really into what we're going to bring here. Look, just break a leg. We'll be fine.
Broken.
Dead.
I don't know if he deserves a raise.
So, Cody, I'll ask them, or I'll ask you what I asked them earlier. What is your Super Bowl prediction right now?
We should probably go through what we said.
I think Vikings.
Yeah. Kaylee's gonna be happy.
Yeah, I think the Vikings will. I think they'll make it there, but they'll get shit kicked.
Oh God damn it!
Probably either Tom Brady or the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe the Colts.
Austin's.
Ooh, the Colts, Austin, dude.
Ooh. Yeah, I was thinking about the Colts and like the Chiefs as an AFC championship matchup.
Nice. And then what'd you say, Trey, for your matchup? It was
I didn't get to it yet.
Breaking,
because we're talking about Austin.
Okay.
Interesting one. You know, dude, right now I would say the Pats and the Saints.
That could be a good one. That's what it was, everyone in their heart thought it was gonna be this year.
That's what Who do we think should be at WrestleMania?
Not Ronda Rousey.
Dude, I know. But they're trying to do good PR.
Right, that's true.
Dude, the Undertaker. Yes!
More John Cena.
Chris Benoit.
Trey.
All
Trey.
John Cena. Every
update from WrestleMania 2 days ago. So one of the who the fuck was it? One of this guy was doing his gimmick. His name is Elias, and all he does is funny enough.
Is it your kid?
Is that where you named?
No,
yourself?
It's not my kid.
You named yourself.
No, I didn't. So his gimmick is he gets out and he plays like guitar and he acts like a little fucking Hollywood snob. Yeah, I don't know. It's just a weird gimmick thing. So he goes out and he starts doing it, and all of a sudden John Cena comes out, Doctor of Thugonomics. With his old get up.
Oh,
and
no
he,
way.
And he, instead of doing the attitude adjustment, he changed it back to the FU and just, old schooled him. It was like, I saw like the recap videos and I was like, yo, that would have been worth watching it alone right there.
Yeah. So now that with Cody saying earlier and Austin, you're invited that we should all go to the WrestleMania next year, we should all go to WrestleMania.
Yeah, especially if John Cena sticks up. It may have been just a WrestleMania.
It's not even like we'll see him there. You know, it's John fucking Cena.
Yeah. He'll be because
he just won't
see him.
Be visible.
Word life.
Word life. It's basic thugonomics, bro.
Basic thugonomics, right?
Look, I put on this headband. Things are bound to happen. I don't control them.
Yeah.
Fucking
jean shorts. With
he comes
chain,
walking
so.
Down. Look. He looks at Trey. He's like, son?
Is it you?
Is that you? Long lost since birth?
Long lost.
Did you guys think it was interesting that this was the first WrestleMania ever that was headlined by women? A
I thought it was
event?
Great.
Because it should be called the Madoff.
Jesus Christ. We're going to have to dump that. But we won't.
That's what she said, too. Oh.
That's funny. We can't edit fucking middle of the podcast. We all know that.
Austin, who's your favorite wrestler of all time?
All time? Man.
All time.
Nude wrestler.
Just because of what he did outside of the ring, I'm gonna say Chris Benoit. No.
I've hit on him about three times earlier on this podcast where you came on, so I love you for saying that.
Really liked his philanthropy work.
Dude, he did great work on the bar.
He knows how to hang.
Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio were like my two favorites.
Ray's back. Dude. Ray's full time back.
Is he really?
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah. He and Randy. Oh wait, was it him and Randy Orton? Yeah, him and Randy Orton had a feud for a while. It got pretty good. I see. I follow them all on social media and like the Instagram because I was watching, and then I was like, well, they spoil everything on Instagram, so I just am gonna follow that instead of watching. And you know, I guess WrestleMania this year was 7.5 hours long, so I'm really happy I didn't.
Holy
cow.
But Brock Lesnar got beat. And so he's going back to UFC now. Hulk Hogan came out.
Of course, he's supposed to have a championship fight, so that's why they had him.
Hulk Hogan came out and he did. He fucked up the MetLife name.
Hulk, did he say the N-word?
No, he
again?
Was like, brother, brother, I love the MetLife Center, brother. And
could you imagine him on trial? Who'd you kill?
My brother.
Brother.
Him and Jesse do it.
Strike
him and Randy
brother.
Savage going at it like, brother, you were my brother. You're gonna get to the
who has less t-shirt point. On right now?
Me.
Dude, they're like guilty and he rips off his shirt. The fireworks go off. He's like, where's my goddamn shirt?
Ooh, you're gonna get me to the boiling point. When I had my buddy Aiden on, he can do a perfect Macho Man Randy Savage impersonation, and he's got a base. I'm going to basically make him talk for half the podcast like that. He's great. He's the same guy that he convinced a person that we moved.
The next guest we have on should speak only in Spanish or British accent.
Austin, you. Go.
Hola.
Hola. Is it? He's speaking Spanish in a British accent.
Hola.
Como está? Bien, este too. That was bad.
Austin's pretty famous for making some good Facebook videos. So
try my burrito, mate. It's one of the best ones in town.
Hey, Cody, that's Australian.
Hey, man, it's not really that meat. It's kangaroo.
Oh.
Damn it.
It's the same thing,
right? The
secret
sauce is out.
Shout out to the one person that listens in Canada for not being in the U.S. They added on Anchor, they added an analyst.
Someone listens to us in Canada?
Yeah, they added an analyst. Like an analyst.
I'm 30% maple syrup. So what's up, bud?
Through my veins. Yeah, but they
spent
added
a bunch of time up north. Yeah.
Yeah. They added this chart that says like your percentages breakdown of who's listening, and like 97% is in the United States, and there's like 1% in Canada, and then it's broken down into less than 1% between China and South Korea. And I'm like, yo, shout out to South Korea.
Right. It's like 0% North America, 100% South America. We're like, what the fuck?
Crazy.
We appeal to the Browns.
I mean,
the football team.
So what do you guys got? So I keep getting updates on my phone about the Rockies just getting hosed. How are you guys taking that?
It's 5-0 right now, dude. It's pretty hard to watch. I've got a brand new TV in my room and I'm about to turn it off. It's that bad.
Yeah.
Well, it must be really bad. If you want to talk your brand new TV, wow, Mr. Richie Rich over there, huh?
I know, right?
I splurged. Fucking rub it in. I splurged. I got my tax returns, all right?
Wow. Must be nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I have to pay in this year, motherfucker.
Not bad.
It's like $300, like a little bit over. But still, I mean, for someone that like really didn't want to have to pay in and has never had to pay in, it really sucks. Like, because you break your back moving, and then like you're ready for your tax return thinking you're gonna get like a pretty fat check, and then they're like, yeah, you owe us $375 or something like that. I'm like, oh cool, thanks.
You're
thanks
that,
government
Loch Ness monster from South Park. $350.
$350.
$350.
It was about that time I realized my tax, you know, my tax return form was a monster from the abyss. Loch Ness monster, dude.
It just showed up on my front step and started asking if I had $350.
I mean, it's that easy. But no, taxes. You know, now while we're on the subject of taxes here, why do we have income tax? And when I buy stuff, I get taxed too. All right,
it's a good question. It's a good question. Why do we get taxed on money we earn? That's the thing that, like, okay,
it's like having a hole in your pocket and putting money in that pocket.
It's like getting shafted by a large penis. Like, that's what it is. Exactly. Let's be honest here.
Bill Belichick has been on the show for us, apparently.
Is that the only guy you know with a big dick?
Hey, dude, he's got a huge one, so. Fair. I don't know. That's the only one I've paid attention to.
Bill's packing?
Dude, yeah, he didn't get caught. Robert Kraft did, you know? He got out of there quick.
No, that's true.
Dude, Robert Kraft wants a fucking trial.
Is he okay? I mean.
Well, he said he's not guilty.
Austin's concerned about the man's well-being. Is he okay? He's got like $1 billion. He's fine. He's fine.
He should be okay.
He's going to get a slap on the wrist and have to do community service. He's going to have to like knit a sweater and he's good. Like,
right. He should be like Ted Bundy and just like defend himself in trial.
He probably could get pretty far. He gets Belichick to defend him. I'd watch that, dude. I'd pay-per-view that shit.
He's just handing money.
He's
to
just
him.
Like Bill Belichick goes up. He's like, I'd like to call something saying it's a something football Tom Brady, you know, on to Cincinnati. Like,
a ref comes in and they bring in like the big tent and they put it over the fucking bench and they're like, all right, replay. It didn't happen. Take that back.
I like some the opposite side, like pulls someone up to the stand. Says something Belichick doesn't like, he pulls a red challenge flag out of his sock and just chucks it at the bailiff.
Yeah, right?
Fuck you! Come on, ref, open your eyes!
Yeah, dude, that'd be hilarious.
Did you guys see that on the NFL Mic'd Up for last season? That his argument with the ref. Oh my god, it's so good. He's standing there and he's just bitching at him for like something with the clock, and the ref's like, "Well, I'm sorry, Bill, I'm trying." And he goes, "Oh, you're not trying hard enough." Fuck. And like, it was so funny, dude. I was like, that man, I grow more and more respect for Bill Belichick as time goes on. Because the immediate reaction is to hate the Patriots. And then after we've hit a point, I'd like to collectively think in the sports world where it's like, dude, they've got 6 titles. They've been at it for years now, and they're just consistently incredible. Like, you need to enjoy it because we're not going to have it for much longer.
If you're gonna hate somebody for being good,
then
yourself,
you suck.
Dude.
Like,
then you need to. Yeah. Then you should hate Nathan Peterman because he's the
best goat.
Yeah. Dude, his TD to interception ratio is legit.
It's godly.
Godly, ungodly, yeah, man. Yeah. Completely.
Completely ungodly. Yeah, you're right.
Oh God! But it's so ungodly that it's godly. Bro.
Homeboy couldn't even cut it in the AAF. I feel bad for him.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, he got signed to, who was it, Memphis Express, and they had him for, like, a game, and then they benched him.
God.
Yeah.
God, pretty rough, man. You can't even make
Johnny Manziel got his dick hard for, like, 2 games.
I mean, he killed it in that league. I mean, at least tried to.
Yeah.
Right. How much coke do you think he did before those games?
I mean,
lots.
At least the tip of a key.
At least,
like, per quarter?
Easily.
Per second and quarter.
Jesus, he's just dead. Offense is heading out. He's just on the ground.
I'll be there in a minute, guys. This fentanyl's weighing me down.
Oh, man. But I don't know. Like, back onto the Rockies, like, I know there was a lot of hype surrounding them. They were saying they had the best, like, six starting front six, I don't know, baseball, like, in the league. And then all of a sudden, it's just you drop. You get swept by the dog, but now the Braves are taking it to town on you. Like, it just, what the fuck's going
on? It's early in the season. We might be freaking out too soon, true, but it is pretty early in the season.
True.
I don't know. I'm kind of freaking out though.
It's just, I don't think we expected this kind of like early season struggles from them. They just can't hit. They can't hit anything. Like, I don't know.
Well, we used to always start out super fast and then, you know, taped down as the season went. So hopefully it'll be the exact opposite. We'll catch a fire streak and just start killing everyone, dude. Be like, Mike Trout, who?
Murder.
Who was that guy?
Who? Mike, yeah, who? Exactly. Bryce,
yeah,
who?
Exactly.
We got Nolan. That's right, son. I agree, though. Like, a lot of teams that make it to the playoffs and win the World Series start slow. I mean, look at the Red Sox. Like, they're a typical team that starts slow and then they heat up when it matters.
That's got to be a Boston thing. That's got to be a Boston thing, dude.
Boston. Boston. Where are my khakis?
Your cockies?
My khakis.
Khakis? Car keys. Car keys. Okay, I'm back on track. Oh. We're good. I was like, who talking cockies? Cody, what do you think about the Rockies right now?
I think he's dead.
I think they suck. Dead.
Right.
As I'm wearing a
As
Rockies
you're wearing
right
your
now.
Hockey jersey. Yeah. I knew it.
Trey knows. I'm always wearing Rockies something. God damn it.
If it's not that, he's wearing his banana hammock, and even that has a Rockies symbol.
Something of both.
Right on the tip.
My tip's colored purple.
There's two sides.
Is it a batter or a ball? Yeah.
Both.
The ball's
good
the
for
back.
You, Cody.
One ball's black, one ball's white, and the dick's purple. And then on my ass cheeks, I have "Go Rockies."
You just got Digger on your asshole.
Yeah, my tramp stamp says Digger.
And then everything's the same when you take the banana hammock off.
Oh. Burr, 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 burr. Shots fired.
You guys think I'm just trying to speed run all the Colorado sports. You think the Nuggets are going to make a deep playoff run, or you think they're going to fuck it up early?
I think they'll make a halfway run, like in between short and deep, whatever that is.
Like an average chub?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, like above average.
It starts out good and ends quickly and badly?
Not the conference finals, but maybe the one, semifinals.
the semifinal. I can, you know, I was talking Austin. I was actually talking to your brother about.
Did basketball. You guys see that Magic Johnson just quit?
Yes.
Did he really?
Yeah, he's
done. Oh my god!
He didn't
god.
Even tell
they
the owner.
Made
he just
fun
did
of him
publicly.
On SNL.
He said the Lakers didn't give him enough aides to do his job.
Wow. So he just quit.
Hard yikes.
Oh my god. I think that the Nuggets are going to lose to the only team that they've had trouble with this season.
Is Golden State Golden Warriors. State Warriors. Yep.
Yeah.
I'd like to believe, and this is evidenced by my Stanley Cup playoff bracket that I filled out. I'd like to believe that the Colorado teams are going to just win this year. We're just going to hope for it. Literally no evidence on the Avs winning besides the fact that like
you just
I guess I was like, well, this is the only I think I kept them and then and I had I think it's like the Avs and the Capitals in the Stanley Cup finals and then the
I
Avs
can't even see your guys' bracket until the playoffs start.
Right. Austin, do you want to join the hockey playoff
no,
bracket?
I'm in.
It's
I'm
free.
In. I'm in.
You're in?
The only price right. is blood.
And then
blood?
Blood.
Right, not I'll yours.
Yeah.
What kind? What kind you need
not
4-year-old
yours.
Boy blood?
If he's a virgin, know. If you okay. if you don't get to him,
well, I guess I should have killed him before I did. No, wait, I'm sorry.
Whoa. It's all right. Mason's not here because he's out murdering hookers on the highway.
What do you think his kill count's up to?
At least 10,000.
It's been a good like 3 or 4 weeks. It's been like almost a month since he's been on the show. He's probably killed like half of the tri-state area out there.
Oh god, yeah, he's at least made it to Seattle, northwest area, you know.
You think he listens back on this and just hates his life?
He loves it.
He's like, "Huh, they're doing me well."
Yeah, you're right.
We're
he
doing him hard.
He drives past where he buries them and gets such a boner.
He's such a clued in.
Is
oh my god, if only they knew. You know, it's like that thrill of like, oh, if only they questioned me, they'd know, but
no,
they don't.
Just yeah. question it because I'm such a goody two-shoes. No one would ever expect me.
Yeah, Mason just shows up with his hat backwards like, what?
What?
Not me, bro.
I just got done working at the animal shelter, guys. What about?
He's like, sorry, I couldn't answer any text messages. I gave my home up to some homeless people. Real good guy. Do you think a guy like me would murder 1,000 people? Did I say 1,000?
Oh, shit.
Did I mean 7,000? Maybe.
But we don't check under the floorboards of my house. I probably
don't. Where are the bodies? Where are they? Where aren't they? Where are they? What?
Who? Are
Jesus Christ. What do you mean? They're underneath the police station. How? Don't ask me how.
Don't ask me.
I've put vats of wildfire underneath every important building in the city. I will burn them.
So it's like.
Is he a fucking Batman
lava.
Villain? Jesus Christ!
No, he's the Mad King, bro.
Ah, gotcha.
Dude,
fucking that crazy bastard.
Cody and I are the only ones on here that watch Game of Thrones. So everybody else, get at us.
It's pretty much the most insane thing you ever see. It's like
Austin watched
like,
some. Of
it's
it.
Like this green fire that burns everything up immediately.
It's like napalm, but like yeah. Renaissance napalm.
Yeah, I watched about 3 episodes, and I was like, I can't stay awake through any of these, so I'm done.
Even with all the sex.
Even with,
in like the first
even with
season.
All the sex, I couldn't even stay awake.
I mean, I got through the first season.
And we're
so.
Not talking about the characters. We're talking about during the show. You know, having sex.
Well, yeah.
Awesome.
That ought to keep you through it.
Either way,
you might have to rewind.
Oh man,
yeah, I have heart issues.
Just go Cersei. Oh, Cersei.
Oh. What's
Jason Momoa?
Yeah.
Jason Momoa. Oh my god.
Aquaman. Yeah.
Scaly fins.
Wasn't a terrible movie. Yeah. I actually saw that movie, guys.
It was good.
It was pretty good.
Aquaman.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
I want to see Shazam. I've heard that one is phenomenal.
One of the funniest things I like is the promo for Aquaman. They're like, they run that scene where he's like, what's up, fish boy? He's like, fish man. And then he's like, can we get a picture? Like in the movie, he's like, can we get a picture of you guys?
Merman.
Yeah, they think he's about to fight him. That's
I
my
I
boy up
that.
There.
It's good, I ain't buddy. Seen it.
Not even with those eyes?
Not with these ones.
Not with those ones?
Mm-mm. Maybe the other set.
All one of them.
Let me go ask the person someone I got tied up. Never mind.
Hey, you. They working out good for you? No, not.
You just hear Trey. He's like, "I'll be back." Where's the body?
We hear Mason. Mason's talking in the background too.
He's all in the back, like.
You just hear. Hold on. Yeah. Anyways, we're good.
Nothing to worry about.
If you think about it, this podcast, if anyone listened and didn't know that we're joking,
how to get away with murder. You're welcome.
We've got a serial killer that drives a semi. We've got Trey that undertakers babies. Me that apparently fucks every dog in sight with peanut butter. And then John.
Oh, apparently.
According to you, Cody.
Austin murders babies too.
Austin murders babies. John and Cody are just rough company.
That's the Lord of Light. That's why Austin does it. He has.
They give me strength. I need no carry on.
You oh eat God. Their they keep you young.
He's Jason Voorhees esque.
Yeah.
Can't be killed.
You know, it's actually a great skin treatment if you try it. Take their blood.
Did they put the lotion on?
Oh my God.
Really good. Don't knock until you try it, guys. Don't judge me. I don't judge you.
Do you know how much trouble that saying's got me into? My nickname in prison was "Don't knock until you try it."
Said so. I'll scratch them myself.
That's your tramp stamp.
I didn't need cigarettes. I was a cigarette.
They called me the soap.
Oh,
so clean.
But so they dirty. Sold me rope on or soap on a rope, but the first thing they did was cut the rope off.
Trey's like, the reason I tell you this is my therapist thinks it's a good idea to get these stories.
It's
out
good to talk open. About it, yeah.
It's like, first things first, I miss Teddy. Like,
he got me through a lot of things.
He got me through a lot of things. He also got in me. Yeah.
Especially when the doctor told me to put both of my elbows on my knees and take a deep breath. We talked about that for days.
So yeah, Smack.
I've told you 16 times, Mr. Griffin. It's routine.
I don't think it is.
It's like after so many times, I don't even need to cough anymore.
I don't know what was going on. There was a pinball machine and a
Smack Talk 5280, your local therapy session.
Smack Talk 5280, there was a pinball machine.
Smack Talk 5280, pinball machine noises.
Smack Talk 5280 and other words.
And also those words too.
Bed, Bath, and Beyond.
Emphasis on Beyond.
We're way beyond.
Or Bath. It works.
We don't have it. The goddamn click remotes. It's just too long of a title. Because that'd be me walking in. Hey, you guys got those remotes that can click?
You got that one that clicks, bro? And lights up when you hit it, too?
Did you just turn...
Do you guys have a Chico stick?
You just turned like a gas station attendant back there, Trey. You're like, did you just turn it, too?
What kind of black and mild do you want?
Why are we Italian?
You're not coming. No.
You know why, you sick fuck.
What the kind of meatball do you like? They're so greasy because I use them with my hands. My hands are so greasy, I wipe on my face.
I need a nap again. Napkin. Fucking.
A napkin.
My noodles. They're so dry.
They're so dry and so hard. I need to boil them longer.
So, you know, I could imagine you being breaking King news. Breaking yes. news. Rockies scored a run and they have a runner on third right now with two outs. Okay. And strike.
Who's up to bat?
Trey's like, and as I say that, Dahl loses
his
left arm.
Who's number one for us now?
Not Charlie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who's doing lead off.
Number no. I mean number uno.
Oh, I don't know.
Trevor Story?
No, he's 20.
Okay, I know like four Rockies players, so you have to give me
something with an H.
Heroin. And
he just turned his back. Yes.
Heroin.
The hard H.
Oh, come yes, on. Our first batter, heroin. He got a.
It's a female.
He got about a 6-minute contract.
Who does heroin?
Yeah. You don't need to know why. Although you do know why.
All right. Should we do unpopular opinion?
Fuck, I don't have one prepared, but yeah, let's go. Austin, would you like to kick us off?
Okay.
Steven, explain it to us. So,
unpopular opinion is a segment we do you pick an unpopular opinion and you try to defend
it. Everybody became R2-D2. And
okay.
Trey,
you know
no
what's
more
funny?
Drugs, Trey.
The reason they beeped out R2-D2 is because all he said in any of the fucking movies he was in was the N-word. That was them just beeping him out.
They're all in white suits. I don't know how you can tell.
That might be the best joke we've had on here. I'm sorry. You have to understand, he grew up in Alabama. He's trouble. His mom was also R2-D2. His sister. It's just tough times out there. He's like...
Easy, easy. Whoa, easy there, boy.
Chewie's like... What?
Han, how do I hang out with you two?
Star Wars jokes.
That's why Anakin killed all the young
Anyways. Ones. Good. They deserved it.
Sons of bitches.
Well, he did it. It was a mercy killing before Austin could get to him.
Well, yeah, exactly. They knew I was coming right around the corner and I got there.
If you didn't even know that, noob.
Austin is that old guy. Yes.
I've seen those. I've seen the prequels like once, maybe, and that was when I was tied up in the basement.
George Lucas is like, "I want you to watch them," and you're like, "No, George, no."
He's like, "It's either the DirecTV Info Channel for the 3,000th time, or oh, you have to watch the prequels
or Attack of the Clones."
No, please, Ewan McGregor is horrible.
So the Rockies just popped out. Left that guy stranded at third. And the guy's name is Hampton.
That explains it. Okay. Right. Unpopular opinion. So basically, Austin, you're going to pick an unpopular opinion you have and try to defend it with everyone. Or if we agree with you, then we move to the next guy.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Let's do it.
Unpopular opinion. Unpopular opinion. Incest is okay. No, I'm just kidding.
And now we've got our episode title.
It's like we all agree. Move on to the next topic. Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
According to Pornhub,
is she really your sister? If you don't call her sissy,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but all those pornos are like, listen, sis.
Yeah, hey, sis, come here.
Dad's
check this
coming
out.
Home.
They're like. Let's finish where Dad gets home and he has to go. Yeah.
Okay.
Hurry up before Dad gets home.
The Giants are going to be better without Odell Beckham Jr. next year.
You really think that?
I mean, Saquon's a stud, but I don't really see anything else unless they're drafting first-round quarterback.
Well, do you think Eli's still their quarterback?
What if they got DK Metcalf in the draft?
I heard that.
They don't need a quarterback. They just hand it off to Saquon. He pitches it to DK, and then he just eats everybody.
Exactly. They just come out in the Wildcat with Saquon. He just does triple options to everyone, and they get down the field.
What a wild offense.
Yeah.
I mean, they better do it.
I think it's just going to be less pressure on Eli to try to get the ball to certain people. Hopefully, he'll be able to just let it rip. And maybe we'll see a glimpses of the old Eli that we used to see. I mean, not that – because Eli was never the guy that was leading the league in touchdown passes, but he was always better than what we saw last year. You know, last year.
He's just that guy who was probably fucking your bitch.
Oh, my God. I'm going to end this whole man's career.
You know, you run into the bedroom and you're like, you look over, the window's open, the wind is blowing the curtains, and you're like, you run over the window, you're like, I'm going to fucking kill this guy. You look out. He turns back and just gives you that half smile. Oh, okay.
and then gets hit.
That Eli Manning, like, is he really happy or are they forcing him to do this? I'm not sure.
I think if they protect Eli, though, he's still got Eli.
All right. Yeah, I can actually – I can see it. I wouldn't say I back it, but I can see it.
Yeah, you can see it. That's all I want.
Trey, what's your unpopular opinion?
Well, this just actually kind of freaked me the absolute fuck out, so I'm going to go ahead and say it. Paranormal activity is fucking real, and my fucking bedroom door was closed completely, and I'm sitting like 20 feet away from it, and the shit just fucking opened.
Don't let him touch your butt.
Oh, God.
I think that's what they want.
They're swiggity swoogity coming for that booty.
If they're anything like me, that's all they want.
No, not the fake one. Those are my last words.
Oh, okay. I thought we just...
Thanks, guys.
We all just sat there like, well, Trey's dead.
He's gone.
You're like, cool. All right.
I was being like, I wonder if we can hear them grab the fake one and drop it. You just hear kink, 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 kink.
I disagree. It just blows up. You disagree? All right. Do you also think that the Earth is flat, bro?
I don't believe in space. Space is fake.
Austin's like, I'm pretty sure we're in a giant's eyeball.
Get at me.
We faked the moon landing.
We did.
One time I saw a pizza in space and I knew it was definitely fake.
Of course the moon landing was fake, bro. I mean, think about it. All it was a really dark lit place. They were jumping around all slow. I mean, we could have made that video. It's fine.
Dude, it sounds like we just wanted to.
Do you want
to
make
China
that video?
Russia. Yeah. Video. I was going to say, it sounds like a porno to me, so let's do this.
Featuring Kim Kardashian.
Oh. Yeah,
her ass is the moon.
It's called Ray J and Kim Do the Moon.
He's like, is this a camera?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to name my dick Spaceship.
Bro, is it?
This shit's gonna be hilarious. Kanye's gonna be so pissed.
He's like, man, I'm gonna let you finish.
Oh my God. Kanye's so pissed he's gonna make an album about it and cancel the album.
No, I'm real. I'ma let you finish. Do your thing, bro.
He walks in, he's like, oh my God, bitch, are you a hobbit?
Are you a hobbit?
You know, just because she lives below the ground
and smokes a pipe.
Smokes a pipe. Does not make her a hobbit.
Just because that one time those old dudes who looked like wizards came and took her on that journey. Hold up.
Hold on. I got to call this.
Yes.
Cody.
And whatever. No, I'm not a gay fish.
Fish sticks. Cody, what's your unpopular opinion?
My unpopular opinion. My unpopular opinion is that the Broncos will not do well this year.
You don't think they will?
No. I think this year they're just going to have to like find out what they can be. You know what I mean?
Dig deep.
I mean, under Kubiak, it makes sense that he came in and we were like really good because it was Kubes. But first-time head coach, you know, it's probably going to be a lot. It's going to take a little bit of time. I'm not going to be upset about it. I do, too. I think our record will be better than it was this year, but I don't think it'll be
where we want it.
I agree with you. I think the record will be better for sure, 100%.
It'll probably be 8-8.
Do you think so? I don't know. What do you think, Austin? How many wins do you think the Broncos will have this season?
Oh, man. I'm going to say they'll have 9 wins.
That's what I was going to say.
9-7.
That's
and how many are the Chiefs going to have?
The Chiefs? I think it's going to be rough.
13. 12, 13.
10 or 11? Who's going to win the AFC West?
I think it could be out of the Broncos, Chargers, or the Chiefs, but I think it's going to be probably the Chiefs again.
Watch it be the Raiders.
God, hell will freeze over, and I will cry.
AB gets excited, dyes his mustache.
Bro, what if AB is the MVP next year? That'd be crazy as hell.
I hope he tears his ACL.
Oh my God.
Jesus, I said it.
Steps on the field, a bus comes out of nowhere.
Just fucking drill. You know what? After the shit he started with Juju, especially with Juju, and I loved how Juju handled that situation.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way that you
class
handle
act. Class act.
AB, I hope he fucking gets hit by a bus, dude.
Yeah, I hope so too. It was pretty messed up. He did.
Yeah, I don't hope he die. I hope he doesn't die, but I hope it's like Mean Girls steps out in the street and the school bus
like
comes out of nowhere.
A short bus?
A really long bus. I hope it's a really long bus with like 69 wheels.
I hope someone intercepts the ball.
And one strap on at the very end.
Tries to make the tackle by diving in head first like Ryan Shazier did. Hair. No, oh. Not too far. Enough. Yeah, paralyzes himself. And then, but they're playing the Steelers, so Juju Smith comes out there and does the John Cena thing over his face and punches him right in the face.
You can't see me.
Yeah. Five knuckle shuffle, just right to the temple.
To the temple, bro. That's what he
eats out of a feeding tube for the next ever.
And then he might understand what his actions caused. No, I'm just kidding.
You might understand what his words did.
Maybe.
If he's not a dick.
All right, I got one. My unpopular opinion is that
condoms shouldn't be a thing.
Throwback to about 2 hours ago.
Creamy peanut butter versus chunky peanut butter.
Yeah, there it is.
What tastes better in a dog's mouth?
Trick question. Both. My unpopular opinion is there is literally no reason to make a bed ever.
Fuck you. I make bed every day.
Yeah. There's no reason. And trust me, I make my bed almost every day.
What do you mean there's no reason?
There's literally no reason for it. You're just going to fucking throw, like, and don't get me wrong, I enjoy the aesthetic of a clean made and nice bed as much as the next person, but there's no fucking reason for it. You're just going to throw the goddamn covers back. And if you sleep how I sleep, that pillow's going at a 45 degree angle off the fucking bed. And there's no reason for it.
45 degrees.
I just chucked it to 45 degrees.
You're doing math while you're throwing shit?
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
I got
that's, why, like that's that, why you throw like a girl.
That Galifianakis and the Hangover at the fucking blackjack table counting cards in your head.
My flag boy, sister, your flag boy. I'm going to piss on your fire.
But no, there's literally no reason. There's no reason for it. It's a repetitive action that unless you have company coming over or you live with who I live with, there's no reason to make your bed.
Who do you live with, huh?
What do you think? Kaylee? That bed's like not made right now, and I'm probably
that's not who I'm talking about. There's probably a monster under your bed. You make the bed, and he just comes up and goes,
just sucks me under. He's like, "You didn't make your bed today, boy."
Is that the only thing he sucks?
Oh, I'll take it.
finally, something.
Listen, I've been in a relationship for over five years. You have to understand the consequences, but one of them should not be bed making.
So that goes after like year three of a relationship is making beds or
no, that making beds stay. No, everything else leaves.
I think every successful person in this world would write a biography or whatever. And the first thing that they'd say is I make my bed every day.
Really?
Yeah. Psychopaths.
Really? You think so?
Yeah. I think Hitler did that.
Yeah.
That is a firm belief.
Stalin and Hitler are actually with Mussolini at the first bed-making convention in Prussia. So,
and I'm pretty sure if you put your pant leg on left first, you're also a serial killer. So
I would agree with that. I jump in both legs. Left-footed?
Left-handed?
Oh. Left-footed.
That's a good question.
That's not a thing. What if you don't have a right leg, Austin?
You cut the pants down the sides.
I'm being credulous. Stand in
them. Sew them back up. That's why I only.
Real man. That's why I'm late.
That's why I have zipper pants.
I almost bought myself a pair of pants and didn't realize until I got like two steps away from the checkout counter that they were the fucking ones that zip off to shorts.
Oh, you should have done it.
No, dude, I was so glad that I figured that out before I bought those.
You should have done it.
I didn't want to be the one electrician that I was like working
on. Convenience.
Hold on, guys. Hold on.
You'd be famous. You're like, it's a little toasty in here. Oh, and
stripper pants.
Hey.
But they're not stripper pants.
So wait, aren't the stripper pants like the ones that have the buttons on the side that you can just like rip off?
Yeah.
I almost bought a pair of those on purpose for Halloween.
Like you don't know, dude.
Don't out my secret life. I'm like Hannah Montana, but sexier.
Wow.
that's
a revelation.
You're sexier, that's and you don't have to have sex with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, Billy virus. Ray Virus.
That's what happens if you don't get your kids vaccinated.
Or you'll have your horses in the back with Billy Ray Virus, dude.
Should have said Billy Gay Virus.
That, dude, that's called HIV.
Oh, man. Well, as much as I hate to be the bearer of bad news, we probably got to cut it here. Austin, will you come back next week so we can continue this?
Of course, I would love to.
All right. People who listen to this episode, go ahead and thank Austin for coming on.
And if you don't thank
we would also
if they don't maybe follow us on Twitter. Oh
God, follow so yeah.
don't you don't have a good Austin. Following too, Austin.
Yeah, I'll share this on there for sure.
You better.
Please do. So on the behalf of Austin, Cody, Trey, and myself, thank you for listening to this episode of Smack Talk 5280.
Ignore the missing persons posters at Walmart because, well, we know who did it.
Mason. Unless it's a kid. You know, it could be Austin. Or
and then
toss up.
And then that kid's gone.
We teamed up.
Let it go.
You'll never know.
So after this, you'll get our PSA announcement with all our social media and everything like that. But thank you guys so much. We'll catch you next week. Have a fantastic rest of your week. Thank you for listening to another episode of Smack Talk 5280. You know, we live and die with your guys' support. We really appreciate all the people that have reached out to us and given us your questions to talk about on the show, any kind of topic ideas or answers, or some of the few guys that have came on with us. We really appreciate your support. But we want to grow the Smack Talk 5280 crew and following as much as possible. The bigger we get, the better podcasts we can bring you. And the more support that we have, the better quality we're going to have. So my mission to you guys is to go out there and tell a friend and a family member and possibly a coworker as well about our show. If you think they'd enjoy Smack Talk 5280, have them go like it, subscribe to it, share it, listen to it, and review it. Go on Apple Podcasts and give us a quick review on what you think. And then like us on our Twitter, our Facebook, and our Instagram. Our Twitter handle is capital S, capital M, capital C, capital T, lowercase a, lowercase l, lowercase k, 5281, and that's for Twitter. So Smack Talk 5281 on Twitter. On our Facebook and our Instagram, it is capital S, capital M, capital C, capital T, lowercase a, lowercase l, lowercase k, 5280. So that's SMCTALK 5280 on Instagram. Go follow us on like there, get involved, comment, like, subscribe, everything you guys could possibly do, because with your support, we can make this one of the best podcasts we can possibly make it. Thank you guys so much for your support. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.